Married at First Sight. Chapter 4281. So, what's wrong? You don't like Tatum as a potential son-in-law? Mr. Ormond asked, noticing his wife's stunned silence. If you're not sold on a guy like Tatum, our daughter might seriously never tie the knot. If Elora stays single and sticks around with us forever, you'd be worried sick, he added. We're not exactly winning any parenting awards here. It's exhausting that we've dumped so much on Elora so young. We already owe her big time. We can't just chain her to us forever. She deserves to chase her own happiness. As parents, all we want is for our kids to be happy, right? That's what keeps us sane. We're not chasing fame or fortune. Our family's got plenty of money already. When it comes to Elora getting married, it's all about the guy's character. If his bank account or status doesn't quite match ours, or even falls a little short, we can roll with it. But Tatum? I think he's a solid match, perfect, even. Mrs. Ormond shot back at her husband, don't you think Tatum's too far away? He's from Wiltspoon, 2 or 3,000 kilometers from here. A flight takes hours. It's an hour and a half drive just to our airport, then a few more hours in the air. After landing in Wiltspoon, it's another hour or two to the York's place. That's a whole day wasted traveling just to visit our daughter. It's brutal. I'd rather she marry local. Sure, we've got plenty of rich guys around here, but fine, I'll give you this, they're not as good looking as Tatum. She had to admit, Tatum checked every box for their daughter. Mr. Ormond shrugged. So what? Tatum's working here now, isn't he? Is he itching to quit and bounce? Elora's not the type to ditch her responsibilities and follow him to Wiltspoon right now. Didn't she tell you they'd stay here after they get married? Mrs. Ormond paused, then muttered, yeah, she did. Father and daughter were clearly on the same wavelength. She hadn't even spilled that to her husband yet, but he'd already pieced it together. Then what's eating you? Mr. Ormond pressed. Hit the sack already. If you don't crash soon, it'll be morning. He flicked off the bedside lamp again. Kids figure out their own paths. Why stress ourselves out? We don't have the stamina for it anyway. Elora's got her own mind, she'll handle her business. With her personality, she's calling the shots on marriage, not us. Since we can't meddle, let's just sit back and see how it plays out. We've had Tatum around for months, he's right under our noses every day. We can tell he's a good guy, so chill. The Yorks have a solid rep in Wiltspoon. If you're still freaking out, we'll fly there together sometime and scope it out. With that, he yawned, rolled over, and faced away from her. Within minutes, he was out cold. No point stressing over the kids' love lives. Better to sleep and stay healthy. Watching him conk out in under 5 minutes, Mrs. Ormond gave him a couple of light smacks and muttered, "You just snooze all day like a hog." He didn't budge, her taps weren't enough to stir him. With a sigh, she shut her eyes too. No use overthinking it. Elora's sharp, she'd sort everything out. Worrying wouldn't change a thing, especially since her daughter wouldn't listen anyway. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4282. Chapter 4282. Time to crash. Mrs. Ormond, who'd been tossing and turning half the night, finally drifted off. They didn't talk again till morning. Normally, she'd sleep till noon, but worry dragged her out of bed early today, despite barely resting. Downstairs, Elora was still out on her morning run, not back yet. Tatum was in the kitchen, whipping up breakfast for her and her two siblings like clockwork. Aunt Angelo piped up from the couch, where he'd been glued to the TV. He jumped up when he saw Mrs. Ormond. Good morning. Angelo, you're up early, she said. Your brother still snoozing. I hit the hay early last night, so I'm up now, he replied. He grabbed the remote, killed the TV, and added, Aunt, I'll run upstairs and wake him. Tatum's on breakfast duty today. Tell Alonzo to get up so we can eat together. I'll ask Tatum to make those bunny pancakes you guys love. Got it, be right back. Angelo didn't hesitate, darting upstairs. Mrs. Ormond didn't stop him. Her son, Alonzo, was spoiled rotten by the whole family, maybe too much. Mornings were a battle, the kid loved his bed. Waking him was a chore she struggled with as a mom. Maybe she was too soft on him. One whiny 5 more minutes and she'd cave every time. If Elora and Tatum weren't around, Alonzo would be late for school, no question buried under his blankets. Angelo bolted upstairs. At Alonzo's door, he banged on it and yelled, "Bro, get up. You're gonna be late, move it." Alonzo groaned at the noise but didn't budge. He slapped his hands over his ears, rolled over, and tried to dive back into sleep. "Bro, Tatum's cooking today, and Sis is back from her trip," Angelo shouted. "If you don't haul ass, Elora's gonna come back from her run and hoop your butt." That did it, Tatum cooking and Elora home. Alonzo dropped his hands, sat up, and scrambled out of bed. "For real," he called back. "Why would I lie?" Angelo grinned. "Get up, quick, I've got tea to spill. Open the door." Alonzo stumbled over, yanked it open, and stared at him, eyes gleaming with curiosity. "What's the scoop?" Angelo smirked. "Auntie's up early too, she's downstairs, first floor." Alonzo blinked, confused. "Big deal. It's not like mom never, wait." It hit him slow, his mom never got up early. At least not that he could remember. She'd sleep till noon, skipping breakfast while Tatum fed the early risers. "What's she doing up?" Alonzo asked, intrigued. Angelo leaned in, whispering, "She's got major dark circles, bet she didn't sleep. Grown ups only stay up when they're stressed. But if we ask what's up, they won't spill to us kids." Alonzo chewed on that, then said, "Hang on, I'll change and wash up. Angelo, my books aren't packed. Can you shove everything on my desk into my bag? I need it all for school." "Sure thing," Angelo nodded, already on it. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4283. Chapter 4283. "All right, you go change, and I'll tidy up for you," Angelo said. It wasn't his first rodeo helping his brother out. While Alonzo swapped outfits and scrubbed up, Angelo ducked into the study and started stuffing books from the desk into his brother's school bag. He double-checked for Alonzo's school ID, yep, all good, then slung the bag over his shoulder and stepped out. Alonzo was just finishing up, freshly dressed. "Bro, I'm heading downstairs," Angelo called. "I'll take your bag down too." "Cool, thanks," Alonzo replied. Angelo bounced downstairs. His aunt wasn't in the living room, probably stepped out, he figured. He dropped the school bag by the couch and made a beeline for the kitchen, lured by the mouth-watering aroma. Time to see if he could snag a bite. "Brother Tatum, it smells amazing. Can I eat yet?" "I think oh, aunt, you're here." Angelo burst in, only to spot Mrs. Ormond standing quietly behind Tatum, watching him work. Mrs. Ormond turned to her nephew with a calm smile. "Is Alonzo up?" "I yelled at him to get moving." "He's still washing up," Angelo said, his big eyes sparkling with kid-like curiosity. "Auntie, you trying to pick up some cooking tips from Brother Tatum?" Tatum's food was unreal. Angelo got why his aunt might want in on that action. His own mom had talked about learning a few tricks from Tatum to whip up breakfast for him daily, so he wouldn't have to trek over here every morning. But that was just talk. Every time Angelo tried to drag her out of bed for a lesson, she'd groan she couldn't get up. Sleep always won over cooking. Maternal love? Hit or miss, depending on the day. "Yeah, I'd like to learn," Mrs. Ormond said offhandedly. Angelo's arrival cut her chat with Tatum short. She ushered him out of the kitchen, leaving the chef to his work. "Where's your big sister?" she asked, her tone soft. "Didn't I tell you? She's out running," Angelo said, tilting his head up at her. His eyes flickered with innocence. "Aunt, you worried about something?" Mrs. Ormond froze for a second, then patted his head with a warm smile. "You can tell, hey?" "Yeah, I've got some stuff on my mind. But why'd you ask?" Angelo didn't miss a beat. "You never get up early, Aunt. Today you did, and you've got dark circles means you didn't sleep. No sleep means you're stressing." Kid's sharp, she thought. She ruffled his hair again. "You're right, I didn't sleep well last night." Angelo piped up, "You should tell my mom what's bugging you. Sis always says, if something's eating at you, spit it out, it'll feel better. We've got a big family. Tell mom, and someone's bound to help." Mrs. Ormond chuckled. "That's solid advice, Angelo. I'll swing by your mom's later and unload." She and her sisters-in-law were tight. If something was gnawing at her, they'd brainstorm a fix. This was about her daughter's future, a big deal for the whole Ormond clan. She'd get their take. "Aunt, Mom doesn't roll out of bed till after 10, Angelo warned. "It's still early. You could nap upstairs or take a walk, fresh air might help. But bundle up, it's freezing out there." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4284. Chapter 4284. Mrs. Ormond grinned. "I'm not built for the cold, so I'll skip the walk. Think I'll head upstairs for a nap. You and your brother eat breakfast, then get to school. Focus in class, and don't mess around." Angelo nodded, dead serious. He was still in senior kindergarten, no real pressure yet. Alonso, in first grade, didn't have it rough either. The only heat came from the family's sky-high expectations piling on skills for the boys to master. After Mrs. Ormond trudged upstairs, Angelo zipped back to the kitchen. Tatum had just pulled little bunny cakes from the oven. He plated two, handed them to Angelo, and smiled. "Here, try these, your bunny snacks, fresh and hot. Careful, don't burn yourself." Angelo beamed, grabbing the plate. "Thanks, Brother Tatum." He carried it to the dining room, plopped down, and admired the lifelike bunnies. Too cute to scarf down fast, he nibbled slowly, savoring every bite. Still, two tiny cakes barely scratched the itch. Alonzo clomped downstairs soon after. Elora, sweaty from her run, strolled in too. "Sis, morning," the boys chirped, grinning at her. Elora flashed a smile. "Alonzo, look at you up on your own today. No dragging required." Alonzo's cheeks went pink from the praise. "I woke him up," Angelo jumped in, claiming his props. Elora's nod made him puff up too. Tatum emerged with two breakfast plates, locking eyes with Elora. His gaze softened, practically melting. "Miss, breakfast's ready," he said. In front of the kids, they kept it low-key, no mushy stuff. Elora gave a quick mm-hmm, let her brothers dig in, and headed upstairs to change. Tatum watched Mrs. Ormond disappear earlier. She'd grilled him in the kitchen, asked if he was serious about Elora, hit him with a bunch of questions. He'd answered his future mother-in-law straight up, dead serious about Elora. She'd probed, did he come for the chef gig or for her daughter? For Elora, he'd said. She was his fiancée, he was here to win her over. The Ormonds needed a chef, he applied, simple as that. Elora's picky palate was a challenge, but he'd cracked her tastes, crafting meals she loved. He'd be feeding her for life, after all. Good thing he'd proven himself as her private chef and more. Then she'd asked about post-marriage plans if he and Elora tied the knot. His answer matched Elora's from last night. Mrs. Ormond ran out of ammo. Truth was, she knew even if she hated the idea of her daughter falling for Tatum, it didn't matter, she couldn't call the shots. Elora was smitten, first time ever, and as her mom, she'd back her up. With Tatum in the picture, she could stop worrying he'd take care of her girl. Once it clicked, the weight lifted. The storm cloud from last night cleared, and she could breathe again.